we've got no place to go. We didn't travel great distances. We didn't venture into the abstract. We didn't wrap our heads around the truth, because heads don't bend like that. But you were beautiful then. Sassafras and chestnut, the willow and the orchard gone. A single stone to break the water. I guess we must be moving on. We didn't travel great distances. We didn't venture into the abstract. Now we travel great distances. Now we travel great distances alone. We could have traveled great distances together if we had only known. We should have traveled great distances. We should have traveled great distances together. Great distances. And now we live at great distances forever. Great distances. Great distances alone. Beautiful then.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Oh, Oh. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can actually visit Attic Records by going to Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey there, it's me, the Mockster, and for the next half hour, I want to feature music from the artist Bobby Bear Jr. Now, Bobby Bear Jr. is indeed the son of legendary country artist Bobby Bear, but he actually made his recording debut at the age of 8. Now, I'm going to get to that song a little later in this half hour, but it was in 1998 that he put out his proper first release. He was using the moniker of just Bear Jr. for that first album, for his first two albums. First album was called Boutte. Let's play something off that album to kick off this set of music. It's Nothing Better to Do.
Well, I woke up early today and thought of 7 different ways to like myself less than you do, for any reason, false or true. While you dig me more than I dig myself, and I'm in love with you, 'cause I got nothing better to do. Got nothing better. Well, I just fish for sympathy for any reason particularly. And you smile miles more than I do, so I just bounce me off of you. While you dig me more than I dig myself, and I'm in love with you, 'cause I've got nothing better to do.
to forget, to the build of my heart with microscopic jets. The second make love 3,000 times a day. So sister, you better get out of my way. Inside her feeble mind, she is spinning out of time, like a hunter who's gone blind, my valentine. Beside her velvet nest, she humiliates the best, couldn't take no more, I guess, of my valentine.
Valentine, I killed my Valentine, and Why do I need a job? Feel so free, I got nowhere to be. Oh, why do I need a job? I once worked for an old bastard who always pushed me to work faster. He made fun of me 'cause my hair was green. Tried to stick his hands into my jeans. My girlfriend is a stripper in Abilene. She likes me to stay home and watch TV. She pays for my food. She likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So
his second Bear Jr. album, Brainwasher, Bobby Bear Jr. with his song, Why Do I Need a Job? It's a question I ask myself a lot. Why do I have a job? And then I realize I've got bills to pay and there's things I want to buy and I need money and the job really helps make that happen. So it's a valid question, though. Valid question. Before the Bear Jr. track, went back to Bobby Bear Jr.'s From the End of Your Leash album, for Valentine, that came out in 2004. And then also The Longest Meow, 2006 when that came out, and you heard the Heart Bionic from that. And then I started off that entire set. Yeah, we are playing only music for this half hour from Bobby Bear Jr. from his debut from 1998, back when he was still using just Bear Jr. The name of the album was Boute, and Nothing Better to Do. My name's Paul. I am the Moxer. I've got nothing better to do than just play you some Bobby Bear Jr. music for a half hour. Why not? Why not? It's the flat-chested girl from Maynardville.
Flat-chested girl from Maynardville writes slowly in her diary about being a ghost who walks with thieves. They cannot take what they cannot see. While standing on her bed, she screams words that fall onto her shades. No one pays attention to me, so no one knows nothing about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville ignores the phone as it rings. She staples a picture of her mom on the bedroom door upside down. While standing on her bed, she screams phrases of hypocrisy. Does anyone think that I'm pretty? 'Cause no one will tell me, as no one is looking at me.
blasted girl from Maynardville lies about how much she needs, trades all her CDs for weed and ecstasy. While standing on her bed, she screams emotion defiantly. Does anyone wanna get high with me? Cause no one is watching, so no one is worrying about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville is skipping school to stay home and read. She kicks her cat into the fan and giggles as he bleeds. While standing on her bed, she screams, secrets that fall out from her dreams. Does anyone want any part of me? Please take anything that you want. Do what you will. Sharon personator. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Head scissor hands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me. Slowly you, slowly me, dancing drunk on Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Bobby Bear Jr. from a 2004 release of his called Okay, I'm Sorry, with his version of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, from his album A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head from 2010, it was Bobby Bear Jr. with a Rock and Roll Halloween. Start off the entire set from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths, he's covered The Pixies, and also he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music. It's very much like Uncle Shell's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stone. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again. Stop blowing, then the land would be dry, and your boat wouldn't sail, son, your kite couldn't fly, and the grass would see you troubling. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. If the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. This grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stop loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. You hear me, Bob? You better start loving me again. You love me, Bob?
Yeah.
You better start loving me
again. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Techno Land? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, unfortunately, it's looking like the 4th of July federal holiday here in the United States is an increasingly dangerous day. It's sort of beyond the scope of today's show to give you the details of every mass shooting and incident of gun violence that took place over the 4th of July weekend. Hint, there were about 13 or 14 different mass shootings over the weekend. But I want to talk about the reaction, the increasingly, it's an absurd reaction that exists in the United States to these incidents. Again, the focus from the American right wing is on everything other than the tools with which the shootings themselves are carried out, the guns. And it's now not only about doors, it's about ladders, it's about rooftops, it's about alleys, unsecured alleys. And I will explain it all. But in very rough strokes, another two, I mean, listen, there were multiple mass shootings yesterday. The two that made the most headlines include one in the swanky Chicago suburb of Highland Park, which took place during a 4th of July parade where the shooter used a ladder to get to a rooftop. The shooter was eventually captured by police and taken into custody alive. Then there was another incident where as of this moment, it appears that two police officers at minimum were shot during a fireworks event in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And immediately we see the focus go to things that don't really make any sense. In Highland Park, let's go backwards. In Uvalde, Texas, the problem was there were too many doors at the school. The doors were the problem. And Ted Cruz and others saying, reduce the number of doors, secure the doors, etc. In Highland Park, Illinois, the shooter used a ladder to get to a rooftop. So the problem is, you can't just leave random ladders around where anybody could get to a rooftop. Too many rooftops in the city. That's a problem. Unsecured rooftops. And I put out a few tweets about this, which seemed to resonate with many of you. And they were sort of tongue in cheek. The first one was, doors clearly are not a solution for mass shootings like today's. So what is the next proposal from Republicans to avoid dealing with the guns? And in the replies, it's filled with people saying, well, they're going to talk about rooftops and ladders and all of these things. And they did. I then tweeted, ban rooftops. Buildings should only have a bottom, not a top. Of course, that's absurd. But these are the types of reactions that we're seeing. Maybe ban parades. Maybe we have to harden the parade routes, almost as if it's the, you know, when there's a presidential inauguration, they harden the route that the presidential motorcade will take. Maybe every random parade now needs that. Maybe ladders should be registered. No age limit to buy a ladder. But certainly we need a national registry of everybody that bans ladders. What of what I'm saying is a joke? I don't even know at this point. I don't even know because they want to deal with everything other than the firearms. The police commander, who is this? This is the deputy chief of Lake County's Sheriff Department, Christopher Cavelli, was asked, how did the shooter get to the roof? Well, it wasn't secured. Check this out.
So the roof was a business, and right. It looks like...